You have something to say? You want to express?
No, I chime on what he was saying about the industry, and I say that it seems like every industry is hollow now.
Yes, hollow. Or hallowed?
Yeah.
Or hollow?
Hollow. And it seems
yes,
like
every industry
nothing,
is hollow.
There's nothing that cuts them, that makes them separate from anything else.
That's right. They're interdependent and holding together the idea of family. Industry is family. Work, what is that Zappa phrase? War means work for all or work something. It's on the prison camp in Absolutely Free. Corbin might know. War means work for all, something like that. So, all these industries are chemical body institutions that have been subsumed by the floating liquid android meme. And that's where everybody is. That's everybody who wants to engage in. So it's quite a drag to support the old industries, as Carolyn Gwerton's book shows. There's nothing there anymore, Tim.
Yeah.
Nothing solid. Just millennial ecstatics, Tim. That's all that's left. Millennial ecstatics. End of the world emotions.
It's fascinating to see them try to still be the same, though.
Yes. Well, we're not sure what's doing that. We don't know what is acting out the meme. You could say it's part of the android meme. You know, you could say it's habit. But it's definitely odd. It's zombies in reverse. You know, zombies aren't invading. The zombies are in the past archiving and trying to keep the memory theater going. They're the left behinds. It's very hollow in the left behind world. Am I distorting your brain? Are you able to keep up with me? Can you get your head around what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Yeah, but are you able to co-create with it rather than just hear?
No, I understand.
When you say you hear me, does that mean you're agreeing or
capitulating?
No, I agree
with you. Yeah, I agree.
Okay. So is the idea of Tim a hollow?
The previous idea was definitely, but I had to get here to see that.
You had to what?
To get here to see that.
Yeah, very good. Yes. So are you on the drops? Are you taking ascension by default? Good.
Yes.
You're protected. You're protected.
3 years, I think.
Ah. Okay, so is there anything you want to say in particular, or what Corbin was talking about, what Greg's talking about? Have you registered your vote?
Well, what Corbin was saying about service after taking the drops, I don't see you getting any bad service unless there's some contract you need to work out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, remember, Corbin's not on the drops, so Corbin's a bit behind the scenes. He's the voice of the past. Let's just see what he says to that. I'll just bring him back on. Are you the voice of the past, Corbin?
Fuck you, man. I'm fucking developing fucking whole...
See? That's the voice. I just muted him. That's the voice of the past. Fuck you, man. See, that's the non-RNA drops consumers right there. He proved it. Yeah, Corbin is the 99%er. Let's see what he has to say to that. Are you still swearing at me, Corbin?
No, let me speak. I am the Frankenstein, okay? I'm developing a whole new drops that's beyond ion, okay?
See, you see what happens there, Tim? They start claiming they're doing something better than us. I mean, that's the 99%ers. They don't take our stuff. They don't know anything about it, but he's going to do something better than it. You see? See the delusion? The echo of hollow meme that is Corbin? Just a hollow being. What do you think, Tim? You agree with that?
In some ways, but Corbin is very smart, though.
Oh, okay, let's see what he says. Okay, Corbin, this guy says you're smart. You
okay, you're calling me a hollow meme? No, I've already experienced the drops, Bobby, and you won't give them to me for free, so you're supposed to be my friend.
I never said I was your fucking friend.
What?
I don't, that was the other Bob. Don't
okay,
worry about it.
No, no. You see, don't mute me out here. Let me speak my piece here. I'm coming up with a whole new thing that everybody's chemistry is different. Okay, if the drops work for you, wonderful. Bobby dosed me with the drops, and it came through my epidermis, and I could feel the good of it. I could feel the good of it, but I was under pressure from governmental agencies to either, number one, take the drops, number two, take Bob's suitcase, number three, take the drops, Bob's suitcase, and Bob. And I said, stand down. Wait, no, let this evolve. Let this evolve. Okay? Now, what works for me personally may not work for you personally. That's simple.
No, I don't agree. Our stuff works for everybody.
I know it does. I know it does. I am not disagreeing with
you. You're contradicting yourself, buddy. Okay, so let's see who's next. 973 doesn't want to speak. Let's see. Madeline. Anything to say, Madeline? How are we doing, Madeline? No, Madeline. Okay, well, there's Yuri. He gets to talk a lot. Let's see if, are you here, Roxy? Are you here? Are you present?
Yes, I'm falling asleep.
Okay, well, we better start going. We better start doing the Zappa thing. Can you do it still? Are you okay? Will we wake you up?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. All right, so I will mute everybody. I don't think Bert's here yet. I thought it was okay to hear from Corbin and a few reactions to what Carolyn was saying. Okay, so we're now starting the Zappa Hour. What is it? Is there something I wanted to play? Now, you suggested a few things. Is there something you'd like to start off playing, or would you rather just start talking?
Well, I can start talking, because okay. When we were talking about the digital prohibition, it has to do with what
yes.
I wanted to talk about today, about
good.
The events going on and the digital prohibition. Because of the state of emergency that it's going to produce even a bigger reduction of our verbalization powers. And
you mean as Ion means it? When you say verbalization power, you mean as Ion says it, not social mortar gossip. You mean your verbalization speech powers. Is that what you're saying?
No, all types of
mortar
of, expression.
Speech. Right.
Because what I understand now is like we think we're explaining Joyce or McLuhan or Zappa, but we're actually just explaining different aspects of the chart.
Yes.
And as you were commenting, the healing of the situation we are now has to do with understanding the chart, because in the chart, the whole situation since the fall is contained what is happening now and what is to come. And in this, we're immersed in the noise of media telling us the Western civilization is now being attacked. For example, after the Paris attacks, the anonymous hackers got like almost 500,000 new members on their web page, because people don't really believe the discourse of the media and are looking for alternative explanations of what's really going on.
Right.
You know, are we really going into the Third World War? And they're trying to get some options of what's going on, what's the real information.
Alternative.
But the alternative also falls into the conspiracy. And it's even more noise. And as you say, in the electronic age, there is so much information overflow, we cannot digest it. We cannot make sense. And I think the solution is really in studying the chart. You said there is nothing else to know, but I think one of the things we can do is to study the chart. And maybe you could play the audios you did after 9/11, because the situation now is like a replay of 9/11.
Yes. Right.
It's an echo of that. And what you're saying that is perfect for what we are going to talk tonight, and how they're presenting the solution. You're talking about Zappa, about how language is the biggest human creation, and many other topics that are very important.
Did I mention
like
that?
For example, yes.
Did I mention that in that recording? Wow.
You also talk about the real resistance, how to to be healthy is the only way to resist and to heal the environment.
Yeah, those are good suggestions. Now here's what I want to update that with. Now listen to this, Carol. In Paris, Roxy told me, the intellectuals, the spiritual guides for the people of France who are under this World War III horizon, they're told to go out and drink, get drunk, and do ideas and talk philosophy like us French are known to do. Develop, retrieve, and preserve our values against this invasion. Now, what do you think of that? That's incredible.
Well, it's just what they did in New York when the
go
mayor
shopping. Go
said, go buy.
So. Bush, the president, said, go shopping.
Yeah.
But they don't. You know, Roxy, this is McLuhan's point, is that the French are more acoustic than the British or than the Americans. Americans are kinetic. So you go, you use your legs. You go walking and shopping. But the French are acoustic, visual. They want to get drunk.
Yeah, they sit in the cafe
and talk ideas.
So they're just saying, do what you normally do.
Right. And you're for that,
well,
Carol? No. Yeah, go ahead, Carol. You don't see the illusion of that, the delusion?
Of course. They're just saying continue on as normal.
They want to preserve their tribe, their species, their cultural meme. And that's all they've got to do is to go reacting. And now I call that in the Memoir of Prince Charles the mythic stage. They want to preserve their cultural technologies, which is drinking and talking and abstracting and flirting, I guess, you know, and seducing. That's the French language of love. And I think what, Roxy, you're going to say is that there's a alternative to that that we represent.
Well,
right,
yes, I think it's very revealing that the attacks took place in a concert hall in the Bataclan.
Right.
And also in a football stadium. And, for example, the reaction here in Berlin, because they canceled a football game in Hanover, the people were really angry about the canceling of the football game, more than the actual Paris attacks.
Right, and, more outrage.
I think with the electric environment, the identity of the individual is in crisis. And we had this phenomenon of the horror meme, the monsters, and the possession in the medias and in the movies. And now it's like it's amplified. And instead of horror, there is terror. And it's not only the losing of the individual identity, but it's the whole collective saying, yeah, we have to close the borders, and we have to defend, the whole country has to be the new resistance. And as you said, they're saying how to be the new resistance. One of the things that they're telling the people, I know because I have some friends in Paris, and they send me some videos and some audios of things that are in the official media, like Radio France, Arte, yeah, and the things that the Minister of Culture is saying. They're saying the young people go out while I'm via en terrasse, like go drink a beer in the street, in this type of cafes, on the street, in the open, and as a form of rebellion. And meanwhile, my friends see this as a type of distraction because they say they tell us to go get drunk, and there's they tell them, go get drunk with wine, with the ideas of the great minds of France, with the values, with get intoxicated, God, like Louis said.
And your friends see through this. They think this is crude.
Well,
they don't think that's a...
They think it's a type of distraction because in the meantime, these attacks are being used as a pretext to reduce the liberties of expression. And because of the state of emergency and the state of war that France is... So they say there has to be more surveillance, more control, and what you were saying about the digital prohibition, there's going to be even more control of the outerings of the people as a result. So,
and you know that the fans of Zappa, they go back and look at Zappa on CNN Crossfire in the 80s, and they really make a big deal out of Frank saying fascism is coming. These forces in the 80s are going to lead to fascism. So they think we are fulfilling what Zappa predicted. And I just wanted to throw that in since we're doing the Zappa thing. But
yes,
it's way more complicated than Frank thought.
In the concert you played in 68, after, he said
awesome
something
concert.
Like this. The Nazis are controlling your government or something like that. He said it many times.
Yes.
Who is the central police, the brain police, the central scrutinizer.
Yeah.
And
that concert, you know that concert, which I played the first 28 minutes or so of it, it's almost an hour long, in Paris, 1968. Now, that's when the population was just hearing about Jefferson Airplane, the Grateful Dead, I don't know, maybe the Birds, the Birds were a year or two before, but you have to realize Zappa is so powerful and way beyond any other band right at that moment. That's very early, 1968. And that is a great recording of showing the power of Frank and what they were doing that the rest of the music industry couldn't contain. They couldn't categorize it in what Frank was doing. And we just heard the first 20 minutes. But...
And there are two aspects of what you were talking about. the digital prohibition book that I would like to expand on, because I see the power, how the power we expressed, gaining the power back, is on the one side the power of verbalizing in the open, in the public sphere, and also what was known as the glory or the fame or the cult that you were also talking about. Because if we see, it's all about the language, and the language is the main space in which we express our power as gods. And the public sphere, which Jürgen Habermas calls the Öffentlichkeit, the openness, was created...
Habermas. You're saying the name Habermas, the German thinker Habermas.
Yes. Was created in... It started in the 17th century after the fall of the absolutism, and was developed in the 18th century because the new
bourgeois,
the values that the republic is based on, the values they want to defend now, it started to gain the power of verbalizing, of talking in the public sphere.
Yeah.
Before that, it was only the king and the church. They controlled also the art. And for example, when I was in the university, I was shocked that I had to read the Bible, because most of the Western art until then, until very recently, was religious, and to be able to see who is in this painting and what's happening in that scene, you need to know the Bible, because they were controlling the whole environment.
Yeah.
And with the new bourgeois, they start to create new forums where they can express this power of talking. They have the cafes, the salons, they have printing press, they start doing these gazettes that after were the newspapers, and also cartoons. And people had also learned to write, so there was a lot of letter exchange. And we can see how, as media evolved, it's also about regaining our power by regaining the power of speaking, of being in this part of what we call the sensus communis, the open sphere, the multitude you were talking about is expressing. Mm. And we see how it's all about this expression, and when we're born, the cells of the brain start making connections, and it's like media help us to go beyond the brain and connect with the environment. It's all about these connections through the exchange of information. And for Zappa, this regaining the power of expressing was a big issue also for Joyce, and they had to confront a lot of censorship.
Right.
Because we were saying, usually in the media, there are very limited formats of time that are always interrupted by ads. And things that are too complex are not presented because they say, like McLuhan said, they need a week to explain. It's too complex, and people don't have the education to even get the basic idea. You will need your whole life to be educated in order to understand, for example, Derrida or Bob.
Yeah.
It's like you need not, I mean, the space of a TV program won't be enough to explain, for example, the chart. You've been doing that for 40 years.
Mm.
And really, to get what you're saying, there is a lot of study and reflection you have to go through to really get the Ionic. And
the implications
of
it.
Yes.
We can bypass that all with the drops, though, right? I mean, at least
yes,
for the being of the person,
but,
not their mind.
But they... Well, the thing is, this is the biological aspect, but there's also the other body that need to be addressed.
Now, you're talking about the coffee houses. The literate values, you just gave the history. You know, what the President of France is telling people to do is to go back to 1800 and keep that 1800 meme going. And France was the first country really to develop that. The industry, the new institutions that they came in Paris in the 17, you know, after the French Revolution, is the archetype for Western industrial man. It all began there, and the French are going back to that and ignoring the fact that you can't be that anyway. You can't be, you know, you go to cafes today in Paris, they're not talking, they're looking at their iPhones. It's an illusion what they're saying they're going back to. They're not talking anymore. Maybe some French are that can't afford iPhones. They're too drunk, and they're probably contemplating to go to Syria to be terrorists anyways. You know, they're probably going to join the other side. But the whole tradition they cite is all that they can be in the public. They can only be the meme that the culture is known to have, and the French began a lot of the Enlightenment institutions in the visual kinetic world. And so it's relevant that you bring up where it began, and that's what they're citing. And then you have your friends saying, no, that's not enough. That's not really what's going on, what should be done. And your friends are looking at the new bodies, the new media, saying there must be something to be done with those media rather than going and talking.
Yes, I mean, we see... How language was the first technology, was the first media, which contains all, and how each media eats the precedent media,
yeah,
and expands on that. But somehow there is always this retrieval of looking back.
Well, that's partly because there's no time. And so echoes of each the resonant sphere, every event is echoing each other. There's no linear progression. There's no past, especially under digital conditions. Now, if you look at the chart, we can put this right in the chart. The first quadrant, the LaRouche quadrant, in the radio, homeopathic radio satellite quadrant, is centered in Paris. So if this is going to be World War III, it's got to start with Paris, because the Western world is built on what came out of Paris, and that's where we're supposed to defend the Western meme. So, as my chart predicts, it begins with Paris, which is a replay of 1840 to 1900. Carolyn, shake your head. She's amazed at that. The Paris is the beginning of the chart. It had to start there. Not only did the chart predict 911, it predicted this, Paris. Because it's all the newspaper. Go ahead.
Yes, it's the place in which this new revolution took place of the bourgeois verbalizing and
literate expression.
Speaking.
Yeah, liberal literate expression, equal before the law. liberty, equality, equality, liberty, so you can read in the privacy of your own room, your own home. Equality is equal before the law, and fraternity would be, well, we all work in the assembly plant. Fraternity, we all work to have a union. That's the wonderful archetype that Mr. Holland is hoiking up. But he knows you can't say it that way, so he says, go get drunk. I mean, he's putting it into a consumptive...
It's quite interesting how the balance between this gaining of power of expression somehow undermines the authority. So there's always this fight between what we can verbalize, what we can express, and what we can produce, and the authority trying to control it or to censorship or to...
Or to blame. The authority places the blame. The blame for the pain of doing it.
Another aspect of the thing you were talking about is the cult. And that's another... I think it's like something in us, maybe the non-physical knows, that we are supposed to become the light. And all these archetypes of enlightenment, of the idea being like the light bulb, also refer to, in Latin, the Gloria was also the halo or the light that...
The halo.
Shine, the halo... aureola that shine from people that are supposed to be saints or like the kings and the emperors. And
they got the sun within. They've got the note of G. What they get is it a G chord or the G note? What is it? Note of G or chord of G? That is Saul, the sun.
Both can be G, the note.
Both,
and
okay.
The chord.
So the halo is the visual version of the note of G, the chord of G in yourself. The sun is inside yourself. You know, people say, you know, get in touch with your inner self, your inner divine wisdom, your inner voice. No, get in touch with the sun. The sun ain't out there, it's inside you. You don't hear them talk about that. Turn on the sun. You're bigger than Saturn. That's our update on that one. That's our approved imagery.
It's also, this enlightenment is to be on, the eye on. It's like
the
light. And William Lewis also talks about the stars, and he's against these Hollywood stars because they're not the real
artists. They're far
away.
You are the star. You're the sun. Stars are sun. So he's enemy of the suns out there. He wants you to become the S-U-N inside yourself. It looks like the cover of Castaneda is a separate reality. Remember that book in the late 60s? They show the human being walking along and his face is a sun, a light, a beaming. You remember that cover, Carol? A separate reality. Old Carlos, he stuck it right there in the mass media paperback, a separate reality, and the head was a sun. But he should have had the sun in the chest.
For a long time, trying to gain fame, the glory, was seen as a sin.
Yes,
something
that was the only thing the church had.
Yes, you should not try to.
It's a sin to become illiterate and coffee oriented.
To be like a god, you should not try to shine or gain fame because. Yeah.
That's vanity. That's Lucifer. That's the Faustian bargain, the deal with Faust, which was an archetypal meme at that time. You know, Goethe's Faust.
Yes, but retrieving the light and the archetype of the light. That is also
Lucifer.
Used a lot in the advertisement.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
And
Okay, okay, so
it's part of
we're talking
regaining
about
of power that is part of the cult. That
the cult, the C-U-L-T is what you're saying, the cult?
Yes, because you were talking about how some artists may become
a cult
or the rock star.
Right, now here's, let me go into this. Uh-huh. This is what, remember we posted McLuhan's review of Hugh Kenner's book on Lewis. It's called Nihilism Exposed, about 1960 in Renaissance Journal, the Catholic Journal. And in it, he talks about the Gnostic, who's devoted to the light. But they have the Gnostic at the time of the French Revolution has a problem because the page of the book in the newsletter is the new extension of the light. And they saw that the book in the newsletter was being implemented still by a centralized authority. The French authorities, Voltaire and those guys had to go to the Switzerland and different places to write. I mean, the oligarchies controlled which visual medium was acceptable. I think they allowed newspapers but didn't allow books, private expression. The point is that the authorities hijacked the light by emphasizing the dullness of too much printing materials. So there's the paradox that the Gnostics are looking for the light, but it's been externalized as a technological environment. And this caused, McLuhan said, great stress in the individualist Gnostic looking for the Gnostic vision of the light. So you've never heard that talked about. That's very original by McLuhan to point out this disservice of the light once you had the printing press. What do you think of that one? Isn't that good?
Yes, and
good pattern there.
We already mentioned how during the fallen state, the visual space is the eye is the sense that dominates. And
the eye is dominant.
It's also very revealing that that eye of the providence became a very important symbol in the church and in. It's also the seal you can see in the emerald dollar bills. This eye of providence is the all-seeing eye of God that is surrounded by the halo of light, the glory.
Well, the church knew that their religion was built on the eye. First, the alphabet, phonetic alphabet, extension of the eye. And then they had a problem. They had 1,500 years, pretty good controlling the eye, but when the printing press came in, it muddied the eye. It threatened the church. So what'd they do? They bought up all the banks and put the eye on the dollar bill. Rearview mirror attempt. And it worked for 100 years, but then all hell broke out with the telegraph. And then Marx and Engels, Freddie Engels and Chuck Marx came aboard with their post-eyeball philosophy. The multitude, the working man, the kinetic space, the kinetic extension of industry.
I'm trying to wake myself.
are you falling asleep? You're not falling asleep, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Stand up.
Yes, I'm standing.
If I make the record, if I play the recording, will you fall asleep?
No.
Okay,
no, I'm just
trying to
organize my ideas because there's so many paths in which we could go.
No, but you did good. It's a good background. You did good background on Bach last week. Now you're doing the values of the French. I appreciate what you're saying, and we're now going to play
it's actually about the regaining the power of verbalizing, of talking, of speaking. That's part of the retrieval of power.
But that's social power. That's social power. That's not the sovereign power of the voice. The sovereign power of the voice is completely different.
Like part of the process that...
yes, between private and public awareness.
was also again controlled by these anonymous powers that are behind it, that are the real artists, that are not only making works of art, but are programming the environment. That's the most
intelligence
amazing
agencies.
Art there is. And,
right.
And that,
what the
that is something that McLuhan, Joyce, William Lewis, and Zappa, and for example, Karl Stockhausen see and are really amazed of the incredible work they're doing. I mean, they're not doing a composition or painting. They're programming the whole environment.
Right, and that's what Zappa was trying to show. This is what, for those Zappa fans who think they've heard everything, you haven't heard this interpretation of Zappa that we're unfolding already, and this is the newest development.
Yes, and this is the expansion of the artist that McLuhan is talking about. And it's all about expanding all those patterns or all our concepts. And
art is
not. Yes, when you say you're the biggest scientist, it's true because you're creating the new environment. It's really
as an intelligence agency. We're an intelligence agency. You have to be in the world of intelligence, which then interfaces with advertising and the White House. That's the focal point of what Zappa called the Grand Wazoo. The Grand Wazoo,
yes,
orchestrates the whole planet.
Before we go to the audios that have to
recording
be with this replaying of the 9/11,
yeah,
I want to say how Stockhausen saw the planes hitting the towers, and he said, this is the greatest work of art ever. He said, no
right
work of art could have the impact this is going to have in all of society.
Did you send me the recording? I see the link. Is this the recording,
yes,
of him speaking? Is it in,
yes,
English?
It's very interesting. No, it's in German, but you can play it because we can use the audio for the remixing we're going to do.
Right.
And I can also re-listen and then tell you exactly what, because one of the things he says is you have to reset your brain. This is the biggest work of art ever. And he also says this is hard cost, like something that is difficult to digest.
Yeah.
But he was seeing that there is something else which has the power of programming the environment and making a work of art of the environment. And of course, everybody thought he was crazy and senile and not politically correct. But we can see what he was referring to, what he saw.
Yes.
That,
is that you, Bert?
Yes. Yes, Bob.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, continue. Good, Bert. Continue, Roxanne. What's your last words? And
yes, when you play this audio, that was your reaction to the 9/11, explaining very coherent, in a very coherent way, what's the situation. It applies perfect to what's going on now, and it's like you have the noise, the chaos, the not making sense, and the music of understanding through the chart.
Right.
That this is part of the process, and this is part of the environment becoming the art form. And I just wanted to produce that.
Right. So I've got here the 911, and then this video. I'll play the noise first. This is a guy very close from his camera, his apartment, unseen 911 footage of second plane hitting tower. He leaves the room unknowing that a second plane is about to hit. He captures a second plane slamming into the second tower. So this is the noise, right, that you're talking about. Let's see.
Another aspect that...
Good morning, 64 degrees.
Yeah, sorry, it jumped to the next one. Sorry, what were you saying? No, what were you saying?
That's another aspect of Frank Zappa. He was not only the greatest transgender artist, he was using all types of music, but he was using also all the sound landscapes, not only from the environment, but also from all medias, the radio, the cliches.
Right.
And
you said transgender. You mean transgenre.
Yes, I'm playing with the words.
Okay, but, transgender. All right, no, that's good. That's good. All right, so let's play the sound. Bert, get ready. It's coming back to haunt you, Bert. The footage, the sound of the second plane. I think I'm ready to go. Let me just turn off the sound here. That's awesome. I've never seen this footage before. It's right below the building. And the guy had left the camera on. He left the room.
That's the blasting of
Wyndham Lewis's blast. You have the sirens of the street, that street noise of the emergency services responding to the first plane. Then just at the end of the recording, you see and hear the smash of the second plane, huge explosion. I'll play it again up to the explosion part so you hear it. I got to unmute again just a second. Okay. Pretty well at the 22-second point of the video. 22 seconds in, you hear the big explosion. So this reminds me of Zappa's song, Weasels Rip My Flesh, where he has this constant noise, just feedback for the last song on the Weasels Rip My Flesh album. It's just feedback noise. People back then probably felt that they got ripped off. Hey, I want a song, and all I got was feedback noise for 2 or 3 minutes.
And I also want to mention that he was turned on into music by the various composition in which he heard the sirens. And he thought it's amazing. Somebody's expanding our conception of music and using the environment as an object that you can compose with. That for him was a big revelation.
Right.
And
when he was 50.
And it was the sound of the sirens in the Varese composition that really.
And the biggest art form, of ever has sirens accompanying it. So Varese can say he anticipated some of the ingredients of the ultimate art form. 911.
Listen, we were talking how in the Pergamon you have the fight of the giants, which are some type of monsters with legs that are like snakes, and the gods that are, and the humans.
Yeah.
And it's again the archetypes we see in the Odyssey of,
yes,
Ulysses confronting all these monsters, and it's somehow like the same with the electric environment and the new emerging environment. Somehow these monsters, these fears, this, because of the new frequencies that are the changes that we're not aware of.
Yeah.
We are
the hidden noise.
Confronting these sirens, the cyclops, all these monsters again, all the fear of feeling we're losing our identity, and Marsha McLuhan says this is the source of violence. People feeling,
yeah,
they're losing their identity.
Okay, Bert, do you have anything to say, Bert? You've been listening for a while.
Bert, yes, been listening for a while. I missed one point that you made, Bob, but first I want to just tell Roxy that that was an awesome exegesis you did last week with Bach, Zappa, and
Roosh.
Yeah,
that was very good.
It's really, really, really a lot of good background information that creates a lot of more questions. So I enjoyed it, really. It's this is the critical place
the thing
to be.
Is, the thing is,
hey, wait, Roxy, he's doing a plug for us, Roxy. He said, this is a critical place to be. Isn't that what you're going to say?
Yes, this is the critical based place to be at any point of, if you're going to use time, of all the madness. I mean, we're right at the point of the revelations. I mean, it's crazy what's going on. And just to hear what you all laid out last week with Zappa and LaRouche with music, and, you know, how the higher musics of Bach and Beethoven, it blew me away. I'm going to ramble a little bit because I have to remember everything that I heard.
Yeah, because you didn't hear that live, did you, Bert? You didn't hear that live.
No, I didn't. No,
you heard that a few days later.
Yes. Yes.
So were you even here last week?
Yes.
Oh, but late. You came in late.
Yeah, late.
The
point
is, you're waxing enthusiastic about what you had not heard, which is good.
Right. But this is a
okay,
critical
go ahead.
Place to be. This is a critical place
because,
to be. Because go ahead.
It's all like an illustration of what Bob is trying to explain.
Yes.
It's all in his chart.
It's all in the chart. It's all in the chart. I mean, you just got to look at that chart. I mean, it confuses people. I mean, it confused me when I started looking at it 3-4 years ago. But if you stick in it, call in, talk, read what Bob says, and just, you're not going to get it in one turn. And if you can, put it this way, at this point in time, if you can get anything in one turn, it's not worth studying. It's not worth studying. This is the right place to be because it's the only spark of sanity there is on the planet. My
comprehensive
opinion,
clear audience and sanity. Comprehensive sanity.
Yes. Comprehensive sanity, yes.
Comprehensive sanity.
I mean, it covers all angles of science with the complete and formulas, because if you're not on them, you're going to be lost in this frequency, because the frequency is increased. Ion said it, I think it was in April or March when they left. He said, the fall of man has begun.
Right.
Ion
said remember
right
he
after,
said, he said last, yeah, when did he say it? Right after what? What were we going to say?
Right after the first blue moon, the blood moon of this year in April. They
right,
said it
right.
in April.
And then he said in September, first part of September, at the end of August, he said, get your house in order by September 28th.
Yes.
And here's this whole thing. The frequency has been stepped up by this nonsense around a Paris fucking car accident. A bunch of people, a few people. Do you realize, Bert, more people die in one day from magnesium deficiency than five
yes.
Paris massacres?
Yeah, you know, there's about 1,000 people that died last week compared to the 150 in Paris.
Yeah,
the allopathetic.
And then you got the constant murders going on in Mexico. Nobody's celebrating that.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's under the radar because it's not
right.
The Andrew Amin is programmed to report terror. I mean, you just look. I stopped looking on the internet this week because you could see that's really the forte of the Android meme and the Android meme processors. It's just really to focus on death and destruction to make people so scared.
Metaphysical pornography.
Yes.
Obscenity. Metaphysical obscenity.
I heard Roxana's, she said earlier about... what was going on with her friends in France, but I was at a dinner last night, and, you know, of course, everybody wants the opinion, and I threw something out to them that they had no idea to look at. A lot of people here believe that it's actually real, but then I threw out a pattern that I saw is that Europeans, there are three things that Europeans do. They like to go out to eat. They love concerts, live concert, live music, and football. And those three establishments were hit. And now,
right.
I mean, I told him, I said, well, look to where when you go to a concert now, you're going to have to go do the same, you know, dance you have to do when you get on an airplane. I mean, they're probably
right.
going to ship that in. When you go to a concert,
yeah.
Well, they wanted to do that anyway. We were talking last week about the hooligans. So, you know, this will be another control for the football match because the football matches are dangerous with pyrotechnics and things. So it's just a matter of they're going to slide in some more control on the European.
Yeah, so you're saying by football, that's soccer, right? Soccer.
Soccer, yes. I'm sorry, yes,
yeah,
soccer.
Yeah. And Bert is an American living in Zurich, so he's talking about what's going on in Zurich, in Switzerland, whereas
yes.
Roxy's in Berlin. So, Roxy, you have something to add to that?
Yes, maybe later after you play the audience, because they're really so coherent and so to the point to between all these noises, like the only coherent explanation of